this is people not driving across country. I like that viola.
People who will be driving across country.
It's really, I like Hans Zimmer.
Obliquely.
He did the Johnny Depp pirate movies and all that stuff. Good.
Yes.
He likes viola and stuff.
Hans Zimmer, yeah.
Good stuff. And here's this movie about two guys sitting in chairs. It makes it sound like it's the end of the world. Nixon at the end of the world. Nixon was played by Johnny Depp. Nobody's going to call 848-2425.
They won't?
No. It's too late if they call 848-4425 in the 510 area code. So what was Valley of the Fire like? Because that's on my thing. And also, there's a place
that's on
called...
my thing, too.
There's a... Up in the... I think on the way from Valley of the Fire to here, there's... I don't know what it's called. I have to get my atlas. There's a 400-square-mile bubble field of volcano, old volcano action.
Right.
In the sort of...
That's universe of uncertainty.
But I'm going back there in about a month, I think, when it cools down, yeah.
And then there's Planet of Stinky
miles,
Smells.
Moon World.
And then there's...
So how's the Valley of the Fire?
It was hot, first off. I mean, obviously, it was... I think it hit 112, maybe. So...
Yeah.
That's serious.
But I ended up in the Valley of Ice.
On every path that I ended up following, every trail, I got about halfway, and then I was just... It's too hot to be moving and all that.
But
so.
That's the one north of Las Vegas.
Yeah, north and east.
Yeah.
North and east of Las Vegas. Yeah,
and
it's
there's a great fireworks place just before you get off, and then you enter the Valley of Fire, and there's a big sign: no fireworks.
No fireworks.
Was this before or after you purchased
the fireworks?
I knew it wasn't going to be allowed.
So what about
Ed Holmes, Bishop Joey? That guy used to spend his entire per diem thing on the mime troupe in places like Missouri and get tons of cool stuff.
Right? Funny.
And then he and I would go up to Acid Flats and do photographs with him.
So have you ever been to Red Rocks there? That's kind of an interesting place there.
Just there earlier
north
this year.
Of Las Vegas.
Yeah, that place it's a state park area, and they just now put in this year. It's amazing.
It's
gorgeous.
I mean, you just drive up north a little ways.
I came through it, and what was that? It was during that Jim Mason's non-gasoline powered thing. In which there was an old couple dressed as the prisoner. They had prisoner suits, and they were prisoners of oil, I think was the name of their car, and they used vegetable oil. And one of the rules is you have to go get your fuel on the road. And it's like none of these are gasoline, so they were thrown out of a Costco parking lot. This old
You have to get a fuel on the road
wearing prisoner clothes, saying, "Can I have some? Can you go in and buy some canola oil for me?"
Right,
right.
Like there's some old people,
some
begging for canola and oil outside.
That's all they care about.
Go, old people,
you canola bums,
grease.
Get out.
Grease.
There was
any kind of grease.
A set from Alabama. This whole work crew, and they had a big truck that was fire burning. So they had to stop and find wood and keep it going.
Yeah,
and they were real serious. So when the award ceremony was all jokey and how it was all like buddies and burning,
and giving a toy,
they're sitting there not getting
children.
Any cool things, and they were like super serious green guys. They were totally offended.
They were totally green though, right?
And they were totally green, and they had two trucks.
Uh huh.
Man, they were.
How could they be green with two trucks?
All I did was go out.
One truck was inside the other truck.
Like
one
truck
was one truck was burning biofuel.
The other truck.
So that was great. That was the green truck.
Truck's burning the other truck?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now that could be a green. That's a good green truck. It burns other trucks.
Right. So
if it can burn an SUV, and it can run for a while on that,
it's like the Cash for Clunkers program. You get rid of a truck, but you don't actually buy a new truck.
No.
You don't bring another truck into the world.
Really?
No.
It's just clunkers.
Yeah. You just cash out your clunker. But what if see what I didn't understand about that? I like my clunker.
Yeah.
Because if you take the C off a clunker, you just have lunker.
You're right about that. I hadn't thought about that. I'm gonna be over here.
And everybody likes a lunker.
So where else did you go in your travails?
Well, I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I went to Detroit, and I went to
There was
an exhaust coming from the factory. Now, this is an interesting thing about Hershey. Hershey, it smells like you can kind of detect like a 50% chocolate smell, and then there's this weird little 5% of just puke that just comes and goes.
Is it like cooked puke?
I don't know. It's just regular puke smell, you know? Okay. Yeah, but if you stand right outside the exhaust on Chocolate Avenue, the factory exhaust, it's like you're inside a can of Hershey's cocoa. 100%.
And if you're in 100%. There? If it's more like 110%, isn't it?
Well,
you know, not American stuff.
More cocoa like, than what you could be
cocoa
in if you were
cocoa plus.
Immersed
cocoa
in
cocoa that it's not even worth
Extreme
counting.
Extreme cocoa.
In Europe, that's how you insult somebody is you hand them an American candy.
Right.
Bar.
Oh, what is this? What is this? Insane.
Yeah.
All you have to do is be an American to insult somebody in Europe.
That'll work.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Staple big flags to your forehead.
Staple a flag to your forehead, chomp on a big cigar, wear a t-shirt that says Motley Crue or whatever.
Carry a drink container that's larger than your head.
Yeah, or carry better than that. Carry one of those hats that has a holder for two beers than the straws that come down to your mouth.
Right on. We've got it all figured out. And the stadium pal.
If you have to drink a lot of beer, those things are very, very efficient because they take advantage of gravity. And the siphon action.
Right.
And you can siphon a beer out.
And it just keeps going.
So those parts of the country are still alive?
Yes, I know. It's very strange.
I thought they all left.
I haven't been there in like 9 years.
Who's still there?
People. People drinking out of drink containers bigger than their heads.
Now, if you stand in front of the exhaust tank there and you take a big old whiff on it, does it make you puke?
No. It makes you feel good.
Fix the show here.
That's what's so noodly sounding.
Don't worry.
This is the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA.
The most interesting part
with your host, Puzzling Evidence. And special guest star, Cardhouse Robot.
Hello, America.
Special guest co-host, Philo Drummer. Permanent guest co-host, that is. Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, you're too kind. Please. No, really. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's see what else is on here.
So there's a vehicle in Hershey, Pennsylvania, that is a flatbed truck, and it has three giant Hershey Kisses on it. It reminded me of the Doggy Diner truck.
They just drive around town and collect taxes.
Big giant Hershey Kiss looks like a big sort of plop from a Doggy Diner.
Yeah, that's true. You should park them next to each other, and, you know, the inferences will fly.
You said inference. Man, that's good. We like to use words like that on the show.
I'm very surprised. I'm seeing it's, 3:30 now?
Yeah, it's 3:30.
It's on the wrong side of the dial.
3:37 and a half. On its way to 4:37 and a half.
So anyways, while I was in the Valley of the Fire, I was dueling a German. We were both crawling around the rocks, taking pictures of the Ribbon Rock.
Yeah.
So
you were dueling a German? What kind of, were you using some type of a sidearm? Or
no, cameras. Cameras.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the best weird little ribbon area.
Wow.
In the rainbow something.
What is Ribbon Rock?
Well, it's rock.
I have to Google it, man.
Yeah, it's rock that's formed, you know, and it's got different layers and they're different colors, you know. So it's called, and I forgot the view is. It's called Rainbow View or something. What's that?
Yeah.
What time of the day? Yes.
What time of the day?
I pulled in like at 2-ish or something, and I was going to stay the night. I don't know. Did I mention this at all?
Was that 2-ish in the morning or 2-ish in the afternoon?
2 afternoon. And but I was going to stay the night. They have camping there, and there was I didn't know this. I thought this was something like brand new, but apparently I've been told like this is a big thing now, or it has been. But there are hosts that are at a campsite. You know,
they
like
bother you the whole time? Or?
No. Well, they I guess they get free. Well, they get free. Right. You know, they get free stay if they just kind of keep it clean and all that sort of. Yeah. So there was a woman. There was a woman there. There was a woman there with two dogs, and they were strange mixes. One was a Afghan hound, Afghan German Shepherd mix.
Afghan German.
So, but
that's cool. See, we should just go to places and pose as that person.
Yeah,
you know, and then start. Oh, here the Japanese came in 1941.
Right.
You can see the bullet holes in the rock. But
yeah, see, it's real.
So yeah, so she said, just you know, park anywhere, and then I went on my tour of the area, and nobody else was. It was me and that German guy, and nobody else was getting out of their car. They were pretty much pulling up to spots, rolling down the window, taking shots, and then rolling off. But I never came back because it was just too hot.
Exactly.
There was no way I was going to stay.
He didn't come back.
Well, I forgot to, you know, I forgot
that's
to pack
where
enough,
the troopers fell.
I didn't pack enough
there.
Food and fireworks. So.
Also, well, yeah, in Death Valley, like on a day when it's 100 billion, 16 something.
Right.
A German guy takes a tiny bottle of water. This is only about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And, there he goes. He had his girlfriend. And tripping over his body because he's out on the trail.
Right.
Just like an hour in, goes, not realizing.
You can sweat
she's
a lot.
Looking at the pictures here. Yeah.
I was pretty much I was walking with water the whole time. I mean, I had a giant jug of it, so.
Walking with water.
Walking.
Like Larry Harvey
hand
would want
hand.
People to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Urinate transparently.
And hope, pray for rain. Back to Jill Tracy. Okay, caller. How's the rain?
It smells like garlic.
Wow.
Are you in Gilroy?
Is this a Gilroy update?
Garlic and Gilroy. Come in, please.
Are you in China or Gilroy?
Gilroy. Right in the middle.
Ah, excellent. Have you ever been over there by that part of Gilroy that's next to the highway?
I remember, seeing some sign that says, "Welcome to Gilroy."
Yeah. Did you remember that guy that used to stand next to that sign with the lighter?
No.
Hold his phone open so we could hear the cars going by?
No.
Yeah, there was a Gilroy caller we used to get from time to time. He'd like to tell us about the traffic conditions there on the highway.
I saw a car that was flesh-colored.
That's the flesh-colored car. Excellent. A flesh-colored
that's
car. That's a good one. I remember a wrestler that used to wear a flesh-colored unitard, you know.
Wow. That would be
with muscles on it and stuff. That was
excellent.
Funny.
Yeah, very spooky looking.
It was very spooky looking.
Because you wouldn't know where the guy stopped and the uniform began. You wouldn't even not want to know why. You wouldn't even not want to know why. It would be like listening to the show driving down Highway 5. It would be like you're sitting at the stoplight and you're about 3 miles from Oakland on a, like, where did I come from? I came from Gallup.
Did you gallop from Gallup?
All the way up climb. So I'm like 3 hours.
You in that trolley from Gallup?
Yep. Coming north now, almost home now. And I'm sitting at the stoplight to go north on 5.
She's sitting with you, right?
And there's a Camaro, of course. A Camaro just sitting ahead of me. The Camaro's sitting ahead of me. And the light turns green. And he kind of rolls slowly into it. And I'm rolling behind him. And that minute out of the darkness, a Land Cruiser going way too fast for that style of car runs this red light. Just kind of goes, and they both leave the picture, and I'm going.
And you just keep on driving.
There are plenty of people with their cell phones around. They'll take care of that.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm 3 miles from Oakland. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. I just seen you guys on that one. I'm going to mow the lawn on my own time.
Would you mow my lawn while you're at it?
I'll take care of that. I got it.
Okay. I like to keep them trim. trim and neat, especially around the edges. I like to have little trenches.
So what was, did now you look for Merlin King Theosaur, you said, and could not find it?
No,
they only let certain people in there.
I was going to go, but it was kind of like a backtrack thing. And at that point, like, I get inertia, like, after driving for 3-4 days.
Yeah, so. I know what you're saying.
So you didn't go to Ione, the town that wouldn't die, or Grantsville, a town that sort of did die.
So how long did,
there were many dead towns, though. It was just Green River, Utah. Like, there's 7 or 8 gas stations that are just gone, so.
7 or 8 gas stations just sitting there by themselves all lonely?
Yep.
Nothing they don't even get together and have like a little gas station party?
Maybe they do at night.
There's a hotel in, where is that? Olancho, like that I always thought.
Yeah.
It's been always going in the last few years. It just sits there quietly, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have your rocking chair? It's your own rocking chair.
And watch the gas stations dancing in the moonlight.
Yep. And across the street is a place that sells jerky. And the whole front of the building is covered in stickers. So the joke is, you bring your stickers to a Lancia.
Oh, what
is that? The monster with the head like a 7-Eleven?
395. And then right there, you turn right, you go in across the up into the Darwin Valley to go in down the Panamint Valley, and then come out and go in Death Valley.
Darwin Valley, Death Valley.
And it's a really nice. Well, it's not nice right now because again, there it's probably 108, 112. So I would like to go because you drive through that, through Trona, and you're just like, the heat is so, it's like crushing you because it's so heavy. And then you drive up to Wild Rose or Magnolia Campground. That's like 5,000, 7,000 feet.
Crude lady.
And it's really nice. And then you go, you climb Telescope Peak, which is 11,000 feet, and you get chased off the top by a snowstorm. Because it's, you know, you're looking down into the valleys. You know, and there are like 112 the day I was there. It's like,
what a
cool place. And then all the people in the story died. But they moved to a better heaven.
A better.
With better ovens.
Better ovens and better.
Better laundry. Better facilities.
Better
desserts.
And although right now, Uncle Hal, I think they call him, might be staying in the biggest motor home that he's ever seen. I'm not clear if he's staying with that person or the
in a smaller closet.
One. But that one has a
it's a small closet for a big motorhome.
It's insane. And then this one guy has his giant band touring size.
He's like the governor though, isn't he? And that who he's staying with?
Governor Rocknar.
Yeah, who came out all the way from Florida.
No, this guy was like a Hollywood type that's going to pay $3,000 for 10 days. I think it was like $370 a night or something for this thing. And cleaning charges, because of course you've taken this enormous motorhome out to the playa where it's windy and dusty. But he's Hollywood guy, you know?
Yeah, so what you gonna do when these 38-inch pythons come down on you, brother? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That's all I wanna do.
Me too.
For a collision.
So, gasoline.
Where else did you stop in your voyage? Every single burger.
No, actually, it was interesting because while traveling, I end up eating a lot less than a normal day. And I don't know if this is a permanent adjustment or whatever, but I was eating like half of what I normally eat.
Yeah.
But I stopped at Rhyolite. You've been there? Well,
yeah. You don't get food there.
Oh, right.
You mean that little horrible world beady?
What's that?
Because in Beatty is like the real town. Is
no, you're talking about
that. I mean, that's the horrible burger stand and fake Indian crap stand.
Right.
Just
are you talking about Rhyolite?
Yeah.
Isn't that on the way to Rhyolite? Or am I thinking of the other?
Yeah, it's like it's 2 or 3 miles away.
Yeah. That's where I got gas. I just went there.
So did you go through Rhyolite, though?
I went there.
You did?
Yeah.
In Rhyolite, the little ghost town?
The ghost town, yeah, the bank and all that. And I was there for sunrise to get some good light. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you must have got cool pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots and lots of pictures.
You got Flickr Cat Man. Hey there on YouTube. Hey.
But there was a volunteer there for the...
that's a long way away from our ghost town.
To open up the bottle house. Now the bottle house has a fence around it, all the way around it. It's locked.
You can't get up to it.
Yeah.
The guy's dead.
Yeah. What's that?
The guy's dead, right?
The volunteer? He's all right.
Didn't somebody own it like a few years back or something?
Well, there was some guy, his name was Peterson, and he lived in he was the last person to live in Bottle House from like 80 to 95, and he had apparently 12 children or 10 children. It was double digits. And they just visited, they came and visited the volunteer like 3 weeks ago.
Yay, volunteers!
The kids did?
One of the youngest kid who now is getting her driver's license, so she's probably 16, 17, 18, and the father. So, apparently they sold trinkets that they found, you know, they dug up in Rhyolite.
Puzzling found one.
I got one.
That was like.
There's one.
Hey,
do you think that's something we can sell and make some money?
No, what happens is everybody gets really quiet.
Everybody gets quiet.
John Worley, my friend, we're on an alluvial fan.
That sounds like the sound of an adobe going over.
And we're talking, and he finds a, full of coffee and oatmeal, city kids in the desert. This is cool. And he finds this gorgeous, beautiful arrowhead on
the
ground.
You're looking at this puzzle.
And then the next hour and a half is total quiet as everybody's just like, find mine, damn it.
I want my own.
Sorry, I didn't mean to push that hard.
So, yeah, we won't be going to Rhyolite this time.
Okay.
What's the other one? Goldfield. I just bought a book of pictures of a guy. The one near Rhyolite. There's another.
Yeah, it's Gold something.
Yeah.
And I went there in the Chamber of Commerce. The woman there gave me a book of the whole, it has everything mapped out.
You're in Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, still. I mean, that's why they have volunteer. They're really into their little ghost towns and stuff.
Oh, I could not leave. I honestly could not leave. I'm very polite about talking to people, and I was making gestures to leave and all that sort of thing.
I'm going now.
Yeah, you were trying to walk away.
Yeah, but luckily some European tourists came. And,
why did they do that?
I don't know. So he's like talking to them instead. It was perfect.
Yeah, it's just the radar doesn't really recognize any just a moving, fleshy anthropoid.
Yep, I must talk to this person.
Begin play.
Hey, have you heard about
it? So you didn't try to go to Gold Dike or anything, right?
Gold Dike? I didn't see Gold Dike.
Gold Dike, Nevada.
I'm hovering over Gold Dike.
1904. We pulled more gold out of the ground here than the subgenius got souls in a cylinder.
I tell you what,
I knew Bob Dobbs for what he was.
He's just a man.
I knew the subgenius for what they was. Turn that thing on.
I'm ready to tell you a story.
It was 1835. We was coming across the Western Territories. You can always hear those natives singing.
Now we're going to be at level 6,000 to 8,000 feet.
I love the Sims West. Yeah, the volunteers, and they're not really people. They're just automatic. Soon they'll have volunteers in Grantsville.
I'm looking at Grantsville now.
Are you? That's a little ghost town south of Berlin, Ethesor. And where are those other ones? You mentioned there were two or three other ghost towns in the hills.
Yeah, nearby.
Really cool. Yeah.
But I have a list of them somewhere I wrote down. I have to find that list.
In fact, I have one of those. I have this big monster book, so you can't really take anywhere called
that
Ghost Towns of California.
Bring the the book on Hot Springs.
Yeah. Get on down to Hot Springs.
Like a member to. Member. This is really kind of tedious, actually.
Okay, I've got to go back here to that place in my mind where we go sometimes.
Did you make it any national parks or all state?
Well, I went through Yosemite.
Hey, get out of the way.
While it was on fire, so that was awesome.
It's fire?
They shut down the valley, and I was... You know, I was so excited to go into Yosemite and actually see stuff and stop in different stops. But the other thing I was excited about was going to the cafeteria, just eating food, regular food, because I'd been in Nevada so long eating oatmeal bars and oatmeal cookies and oatmeal.
Lots of oatmeal.
Oatmeal drink. Oat drink.
Yeah. I like oat pops. Yeah. I get that stuff.
No, it is. It's Korea great. Where do you get
it's
that?
Like in Korea, any Korean store.
Yeah, because I
because it's
get
like
it years
yeah,
ago.
It's like the cereal milk with the cereal gone.
It's good.
And then you
it's
had
good.
The frozen oat Eskimo pops, right?
Oat pops.
Yeah.
Oat pops.
Yeah, there's a place.
JR Eskimo pops.
There's that place. Yeah, I'm trying to think. And on the way on 14, on the way to Broadway.
Just throw your trash in there.
All the time.
Okay.
So close. It's a Korean place on the north side of the street. Is it, you know, you just want two blocks from Broadway. And he's a nice little caller, all clean and friendly.
Blowing my ears out.
All the praise.
Now, in a way, what are you doing awake at this hour, sir?
I
hate the way it does that when you don't intend for it to.
Time for a legal idea.
Okay. You want to do it?
I live in Burbank.
I have to go now.
Okay. Now,
we'll
live in Burbank?
You're listening to... That's your cue.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We can always fill it in digitally later.
Here we're filling it in right now with that digital truck over there.
Oh, yeah. Backing up, filling the digital hole.
Digital fill.
Yep, with all the words and songage and all that stuff.
Words.
It's funnigating. It's
books.
Content.
Yeah. Golden. Old jars of olives we're not going to eat.
Word search.
Content provision.
10 ounces.
Are us.
Some really valuable
What kind
jade
of content would you like?
Chinese ladies' graves of the 18th.
I would like more content about mashups.
You want some generic content this time, or random generic content?
I would like some random process content.
Stand by.
Does it have to be? Okay, stand by.
Sequence action.
Getting that ready. Here it comes.
Stand by.
Get in there. Is that card out?
For you now.
Why, yes.
Sequence action.
Here it comes.
There's the content. Apparently it's rock. It's hard rock.
Roger that.
And that's Philo on the guitar.
Word.
Roger that content.
Okay, do you feel the content?
The content is pulsing. Content is satisfying.
I'm content with this content.
There aren't any lyrics, though. Well, it's all part of the conspiracy for us to drain the show of all dialogue.
It is. What were you doing on X Day?
What was I was working. I'm afraid.
That's a form of slack.
I've never been. I should probably go. I've never been to Burning Man either, and I should probably go.
Yeah.
And I missed Comic Con this year.
No, all
that's
the way.
Sad.
And you didn't go to
all the
Atlanta for Dragon Con.
I didn't go anywhere, man. I couldn't even go back to Idaho.
Wow, that's really low.
Is that where you're from?
That is where I'm from.
Idaho.
Idaho and living in Idaho in the 90s and calling into this show and calling into Over the Edge and not having any idea what the show was about because there was no poor little internet streaming, so you couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get any of that important context.
Could you hear the show on the phone in those days? Could you hear any sound effects on the phone?
Don running the show and putting the tiny little tinny amount of stuff into the phone so I can hear it. Are you kidding?
He thinks there's no God. Ha, ha, ha.
There's no dog. There is only show.
And there is only show.
Access granted.
There you go, see? All yeah, that's all you have to say is there's only show.
You see, I knew if I called in just for 2 minutes, I'd get the answer, the epiphany.
There you go.
Wow, that's what it's about, getting up the
You've got full access to the show.
I didn't even intend to wake up. I just did. To reach I had to work tomorrow.
Didn't intend to wake up. Yeah, exactly. That happened to me, too. I was sleeping before the show, and there was no... I didn't intend to wake up. There was no alarm. Nothing happened. I just woke up and thought, I should start moving now. And then I can turn into show.
That was painful. I don't know if that was painful.
You got a blast of pain?
Yeah, you know, have you ever gone to one of those websites where when you load the website loads,
oh,
it starts playing a song?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And it plays a song, and then not only is it playing a song, it plays it way too loud.
Right.
Not only too loud, it's way too obnoxious and painful for a human ear to have to consume.
Now, did you send an email explaining that you were disappointed with their website?
No, I just muted my sound.
As if emails to puzzling evidence will have any effect. Please.
You can send a female to puzzling evidence.
It'll
have an effect.
Oh, but it's not content-wise.
On puzzling evidence.
You're right,
email,
though.
Oh, yeah.
When puzzling evidence complains, everybody knows. That's part of our job.
This is true, but I'm saying the arrow doesn't run the other way. I can send you lots and lots of interesting content. But who knows if it'll ever end up on the show.
Right.
We don't complain about anything.
And then
who knows
if you'll ever hear it, because there's so much show that it could be just out there somewhere in the show.
Man.
And you'll never actually make the connection to the thing.
Or it might have been part of the show that actually wasn't aired.
Or it might be so far down in the mix that no listener can actually detect it.
Yeah, only people with their little brains on drugs. Here, I'm frying one right here.
Delicioso.
Yum. This is of the caller's brains on drugs with onions and
peppers. Let's go.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were still using the brain.
Where's Dr. Halvis?
He's a brain man, of course.
Oh, where I'm not. Where
That's
you're
right.
not.
That's where we're not.
When was the last time you went, Dr. Puzzling?
In 2001.
And what are your reasons for not having gone back? Not that you need one, I'm just curious.
Yeah, dust and people.
I hate those dust
Lots
people.
Lots of both.
Those are good reasons, I guess.
And I know it from an earlier incarnation when there was more dust and fewer people.
But that's like asking Puzzling Evidence, what's your reasons for not redoing the first grade 10 times in a row?
You brought that up.
Exactly. He always
for not doing
chides
that.
Me about, oh, I didn't do that?
No, you didn't do that. That's the same reason you didn't do Burning Man over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, you have to celebrate your birthday every year, right? You can't avoid that.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But also, Burning Man changes enough, or it did at one point. I hope it still does. Where it's okay.
Was it more cacophonous in an early age?
Especially when it was more dangerous. That's exactly
much more dangerous.
Drive-by shooting range.
One can't actually go there and pull a cement cuddlers in a way that you can in an urban environment.
Right.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Like a natural law environment.
It still has
a
very important
about
place
it.
In the society.
Natural law.
When it's all anarchists, then what do you do?
Well, that's sort of how it started.
That's how it started, and they get along with each other in the right kind of way.
It slowly became a legit, safe thing.
They don't need rules because...
I mean, there was a time when people with actual firearms threatened you, and they made you write a letter, which they would then threaten somebody else with, and they would read it.
Did it have to be perfectly punctuated?
No, it just had to be a letter.
See, I never got to do the gun thing.
They were
we had Camp Weapon that year when they told us we couldn't do guns anymore.
And I have memories of people like Sven in Speedos with this Nagant,
ooh, that's a horrible
sniper rifle on a bicycle going, I'm going out for rabbits. And we're in the middle of nowhere. There are no rabbits on the block.
Right.
And I kind of kept an eye on him through my binoculars, and finally I went and got him. Because it's like,
well, hey, is it legal for
you're
you
on the
to
place where they could kill you if you're on
for
your
you
speedo?
To get details about the Portland event.
No, it is illegal, but I don't really know much about it myself.
Well, some darn caller just mentioned it.
Yeah,
I heard
and,
it. I heard that it was off again.
Oh, too bad.
But I heard it from someone in Seattle who was a good source who didn't.
Oh, which reminds me, I know somebody in Portland who I could actually put on the case, I think. She would love to find out. And I'll have to let her know.
I'll have to use
her to
load.
To see what's happening. Bird's eye lowdown on that.
Yeah.
I'll have to guess.
Because wouldn't it be cool if Sterno and Guy was there? And I'd almost said Jane or just for the pure history of it all. I actually got so close to having the actual Doctors for Bob playing at that Seattle Divine. I couldn't believe it. The last moment,
what happened, man?
Brown Mills wouldn't pay for the bus trip for Janer. And also I knew it would just be this horrible blow-up scene between Janer and the other guy. So I thought, you know, it's not worth it. But even Snavely was there. He told me in confidence before he got there. It was so fun to see, to actually see Doctors for Bob play and again.
More names I'll have to look up. All that intergroup politics, all that intergroup art politics.
Yeah, all that inter-cult crap. I was thinking about that in the early days. Man, I went to Mukden Nanda once just so I could stare at Olivia Hussey. That's what cults are for.
Who's that?
Hussey.
She was Juliet in Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet. She was 16 or 17, and man, hearts beat faster looking Olivia Hussey. She was sort of like the ultimate girl. This is 68, 69.
Okay.
The Barbarella era, because I was just describing to somebody, when you next see the, what is it, All You Need Is Love Beatles telecast across half the world or whatever it was in 69, on the floor there around their feet are like the glitterati of that time, Mick Jagger and... Jagger's got an amazing coat on.
Yeah, he's glittering.
Donovan, who's got this, it's a picture of John Lennon in beautiful painting on his back. Mike Nesmith, and Anita Pallenberg, that's what I was pointing out, saying, look at her. Nesmith said it was sort of like, you know, he was just there by chance as the monkeys, as right. the monkey guy, and just was reflecting on how, why am I here with all of these people, you know? And how beautiful Anita Pallenberg was, and how she was sort of the great godmother of rock and roll songage and of those British guys. Yeah, Mickey Dolenz went to Paul McCartney's house, and Paul McCartney was playing pieces of Sgt. Pepper's for him, and it's completely blowing Dolenz's mind. I mean, it's just like here, it's like instant acid. And McCartney's going, what do you think? Is that right? What do you think?
If I'm really
this is changing my soul. Yeah. You're asking me if the bass is too loud.
Right.
What is? I can't. Must have been very strange for those poor monkey guys. Two monkey guys knew that it was an acting job. The other two monkey guys thought it was a band. The two musicians.
Tork and...
Nesmith thought, this is going to be our band.
Right.
Yes, and, this is the TV dream.
And rudely awakened when they got together and while they were doing their first publicity pictures, Don Kirshner said, and your first album just came out. Like...
Wow.
Where's the playing part?
Wow, I was on drugs the whole time,
when do we actually play?
When do we play? And they said, you're not really good enough yet. And they had to get a session guy for Dolenz for a while. And, but I went to their first concert, and it was, they put me off concerts forever. Because it was so fake, man. I found out rock and roll is fake.
That
it's just fake,
have...
like this show. Stupid old fake show.
Fake show.
And if you were on the Playa, let's see, what's today? Tomorrow? No, day after tomorrow, I guess. You could go see Hal's hosted the fashion show. There must be so much going on, but I actually accidentally went to USStream.com or something. They have a little, they have a little guy in a pole going.
Ustream.
Yeah, slowly maybe covering the thing, the whole circumference of the Playa in a half an hour or so.
Yeah, it's so great because it reminds you of why the thing you like best about it is like being up in a high place looking around for 5 minutes.
It's just motorhomes.
And then
I didn't see any art.
No dust.
No dust.
No heat.
Are there satellite photos?
You can get satellite photos. You can get parachuter photos. You can get
infrared photos.
It's endless.
Underwater photos.
You can see
and then somebody told me that they went on Google Earth to the Playa. And hit it yesterday, and all you got was Playa, nothing else. No, nothing. No mention of Burning Man.
Well, if you Google Earth Southern California, there's no fire.
Yeah, because those old pictures are old.
It's a conspiracy.
Oh, that's
a conspiracy of silence.
You don't have to be a member of the non-conspiracy to know about the conspiracy.
Oh, the caller's getting all philosophical on us here.
I'm sorry.
It's because you didn't get to go to Dragon Con.
Because I woke up.
Yeah, for no reason.
I did that once.
You woke up.
Is there like a con, a convention of conventions where you could like just
convention theme con?
Right.
But when
theme
you go,
con.
You disappear.
Yeah.
It's where you talk about different themes.
Okay.
There's no single theme. It's about all themes.
Right. All themes.
Like Chuck DeRita shows up and talks about other cons.
Right.
About other themes, not even just cons,
Chaka-con.
But other themes.
Chaka-con. It's too short, but it's on YouTube where somebody took the Chaka Khan and mixed in all of the Kirk Khan.
Oh,
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Israeli
it's
DJ.
It's pretty good. It's only about a minute 50 or something.
Are you aware of the Israeli DJ who remixed the internet and did a series of seven
new internets?
Seven like dance tunes all remixed from YouTube?
No. Who would do such a thing?
I'd tell you if I could just remember.
But none of us remember anymore. It's the full moon. I remember the view from the building here, but it's gone. I remember...
Yeah, I saw that. You guys have a building in front of your building.
A much better, bigger building now.
I'm sure it is. Did they just build it on top of the old building?
Bigger, better building.
Building code.
For the children. And you.
Can someone control Google things as we speak?
Yeah.
I'm out there. I'm the guy that controls Google.
And Cardhouse Robot.
I'm flipping switches right now that make Google change.
That's the funniest part. We'll talk about our capabilities and not let you say the subject itself.
Very good. Mother of all funk tunes. That term, mother of all funk tunes, and you will find him.
Him. Oh, man. Ooh. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm tempted to, but I'm not.
I think he's in the
I'm going to write about it in my Facebook account, but not look it up.
Yeah, you'll show them. They can't move around.
You're right. I don't see anything on the playa. There is no Burning Man.
There's no Burning Man this year.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the secret cool thing.
There's no Burning Man, and if you look at my parking lot, I still own my old Volvo.
Yeah. So how long ago was that?
That was the Volvo?
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you look at my parking lot, you'll see my Volvo because my neighbor bought it.
But it would be it's in the same place it was 15,000 years ago.
It's in the same place it was in about 2003.
That's cool. Yeah.
I encountered one of the Google Street View cars in Iowa, just in the middle of 80 somewhere.
And yes, but did you see that?
There was a sock over the camera, though, so I guess I wasn't, you know.
If you didn't see
that's illegal
a car
in California.
Driven by a psycho on Google View Street View, then you're not getting your full entertainment value.
Yeah.
You can see scratches on the surface of the playa that represent where Burning Man is laid out each year.
Yeah.
You can see that.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Permanent scratches that you can see from the moon now.
They said it was cool.
There they are. I can see them.
I know, isn't that funny? Ironic.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh,
what's all this brouhaha?
It's a form of show. And we're never sentimental here on the show. We don't talk about how cool it was 2 minutes ago in the old days.
Remember Burning Man, like 3 seconds ago?
When it was cool, yeah, exactly. I remember.
It used to be a lot
before
cooler.
That dust mote that just hit me in the eye.
Go to
Pepper Mauser on Facebook. He said he just put up something of mine from years ago that I gave him years ago. We used to do ranger parties on the living room on Monday afternoon, which in those days everybody left real fast. So
yeah.
You could have this fun party on this stupid thing rolling around. That's how I got to know him, because he saw that I knew how to jump aboard the mobile living room when it was going. Which people don't get very much. Oh, did I send you the couch, extreme couch surfing, I think it's called, the guy being dragged behind a car at night on a couch, which slowly, you know, completely wears out.
Oh, wow.
And then he finally decides to, it's one of my favorites, jump off, you know, and that he actually hurts himself a little bit, I think,
yeah.
It looks like, from that same thing, where you're in your stationary on a thing moving, and you don't make up for the fact you're now moving, jumping onto stationary earth. Ian, you try to run.
Have you seen Guitar Pull by Christian Barclay?
No. Guitar Pull? That sounds good
already. He hooks up a guitar to an amp and takes it for a drag.
And he's on it?
He's not on it, but we have a lot of great video of happens with guitar.
Oh, guitar
which is wrapped
pull. Okay,
in duct tape.
Oh, because I did that with a friend in the Navy. We put foam in a flight suit. You know, he's wearing that. And then we wrapped him in tons of duct tape and got him on a certain kind of drug up on a hill in a wheelchair, pushed him off. That was pretty
That cool. must have been very pleasant for
it
him.
It was really funny. It
as
looked
long
like
as he has no memory
it was a
of
harf.
It.
Yeah, he does, and he sort of does it. And he was fine because we put tons. It was a spacesuit of duct tape and foam. He was fine. There's a thing called extreme couch surfing or. Of this horrific couch, three-person couch race down a hill accident that I've got. Maybe it's idiots. There's something
racing down a hill?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It's in my favorites pile.
Puzzling
sounds
dangerous.
TV. Yeah,
extreme
these people.
Dangerous couch.
Dangerous to watch for one person because they're kind of like, this is cool, and then realize, and the wheel hits them, and then the thing flips this way.
Rat.
And then you've got three people like totally flipping down a hill and smacking into the hill on the other side.
But
like
if you die
listeners.
For sports, it's okay.
It's not okay, man.
Everything's going to be all right.
Well, if you die for sports on video, it's always fine.
And then what's the center of the country like in the summer? Must be all like flies and...
There's insects.
So light,
I've noticed that. I mean, you know, because I live on the beach, so I don't get the insects, so...
Yeah, we all live on the beach.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have the insects out here, not like back there.
Are mine.
Do you have ticks back there? I guess when chiggers,
There were no. I didn't have to worry about ticks actually.
Because
so.
That's what
I wasn't
nice
doing the big.
The
you know, I wasn't doing the big wooded path thing, crawling around.
I was thinking about it because I talked to a guy who was on Guam recently, and it just sounds amazing. They are completely inundated all jungle areas with snakes.
Here they are now.
Just one kind of snakes. They don't hurt humans, but they're everywhere. He said they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just. It's just. I can't even, that boggles the mind, that
Get
kind
the broom.
Of ecological change that fast.
Get the rake.
Yeah, I was just there and it was fine. It was like, cool.
Where's that?
Guam.
Guami.
I was just up on the ply. It was fine. I almost went to go early. I was handed a ticket, an early ticket, an early pass
Older
by Dr.
Ticket.
Hal. And I thought for a minute it would be fun to go very early to like last, the Tuesday or so, come back, and then go back up. Get my hands jammed at the party, you know, and go back up Sunday, I guess. Except there'd be cops everywhere. That's the only part I don't like about it. It caused so much attention to come to the place of the Burning Man that their state patrol and BLM rangers.
They need to make
all
money.
Over everything.
They
yeah, they
need
do need
money.
To make, exactly.
So is X-Day the true alternative now to Burning Man?
I don't, well, yeah, there are. There are a lot of events. I mean, in my mind, the one version of this, I think there are many, and we just never quite hear about them. That's how it should be. But there are events up there that are small and secret and really fun during different times of the year, in the winter and spring and fall. And Burning Man itself is just gums up the works for this one time.
Burning Man now is like being in the middle of this song forever.
Forever. Which is like listening to Hal talk.
Listening to Hal talk
forever.
Like song.
Yeah, forever.
Or anywhere now, whenever you hear it.
Just run the forever head. I have to pick up little Hal on Monday, I guess. And hope he'll leave a massage. I think
Monday?
It's Monday they're coming, I think, yeah.
So you get him on your way back, huh?
Not really, because I would.
Oh, you're getting him in Reno or something? Or
Tracy. They're coming down 5.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
And I took him out there and they picked him up and then
right.
He's coming back. And
got
yeah.
it.
It's cool. I like Tracy. It's a completely surreal. Shouldn't even be here. It's.
I try not to stop in that city.
Yeah, there's nothing there really, and it just happens because there are the confluence of three highways.
Well, it's funny because that's where my speed starts to starts to crawl up. You're getting closer and closer.
Well, that's the trick.
Now you're just wasting time in the car.
You
right.
Before right.
You
exactly.
Were visiting,
before I was like, hey, this is really good. Now,
I'm on a road trip.
I'm in Tracy.
Yeah, right? I'm in Tracy, which is 3 hours from everything. So
you can only get to attract attention to yourself. You must keep a continuous speed. Otherwise,
yeah, that's why. Yeah, thank the goddesses for cruise control. You know, it keeps you from,
I'm driving a standard, man.
It keeps the world from from the world of cops, you know, because as soon as you speed, then 18 cops come down and beat you up and put the tape on YouTube and laugh at you.
That's welcome right. to Speed Trap.
No, wait, I was reading the wrong script. Sorry, that's not...
Now leaving.
I had a different story there. But yeah, he's in a big motorhome this year, which is really funny. I'm probably getting everything paid for, so it's a good thing. Just like X-Day. You know, if you go to X-Day, it's like that. Everything's paid for. You have your own big motorhome.
Yeah, who are the corporate sponsors of next year's X-Day?
Corporate sponsors? Yeah, the same ones as the Dobbsco Corporation.
Dobbsco. Yes, stereo.
Dobbsco wants to extend copyright forever. No, sorry, that's the company I work for.
Copyright forever? You work for them?
Let's just say I work for a company that just acquired another company.
That does not happen.
And it's inspired a lot of interesting editorial cartoons. And you can make one, too. It's very easy. You just need to draw one character with another character's mask.
Oh, no. You know, ours is a lot simpler. Just draw a pipe on it. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, we just put a pipe in it.
That's one of the reasons Subgenius is the way it is. Just put a pipe in it, and then you got your cartoon. You got your damn story right there.
You got your... Because anything...
It is what it is.
We've proven that.
You guys have pipe stencils, so I can go out there in the world and pipe it.
There was a guy in Seattle many years ago, it seems like 20,000 years ago, that used to... He had a pipe, a big bobhead, good one to spray paint. But the bobhead and the pipe were separate, so he could run around and do just pipes or just bobheads, which are great, and then both. And then he would put the pipe and sort of animate it, a little bit separated from it. Never mind. I shouldn't be telling you all these church secrets.
Well, I don't know, but I'd go out with a pipe more than with just a bobhead. Put the bob on something, then you have to find the pipe substitute.
And, right.
Graffiti-wise, that's a lot less common.
Right.
Well, I think.
And the pipe substitution for me is always...
I don't make the graffiti.
I like the 3D ones where...
Usually.
I go to dollhouses and buy pipes, and then you stick them in whatever, you know. And so there are all kinds of, like, little wonderful 3D faces, especially if you go over to old Subdini houses. You see lots of variations on the bobhead. That's my favorite thing, ever and ever and ever. Because back in the old days, we used to cut up Xeroxes and do it.
Yeah,
now, like, a billion
all
of them
kinds of
generated
stuff
by computers faster than you can ever imagine. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
All religions are surreal, but none as surreal as the Church of the Up-Genius.
Of the Up-Genius.
Well, has my voice been breaking up at all? When I call into Over the Edge and listen to it, download it later, my voice is always aching.
No, it sounds great here.
Well, that's
but
great.
Who knows what you're going through
on your side
show.
Well, it's quite a struggle to stay on the phone here. I just have to make sure not to fall off my seat. I'm calling on, like, a Netcom thing that's attached to a phone, so there's headgear.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Headgear.
I think Plantronics, yeah.
Headgear, yeah.
You always want to have just headgear, yeah.
Headgear.
That's my new band, man.
Netcom
headgear.
Take it off before you try to sleep, though. It makes it a little bit tougher.
Oh, I didn't read that
noticed.
Part. Oh, man, sorry.
I think the longest I've been allowed.
I think I broke the headgear.
Netcom headgear.
Makes me wish I were out in the Pacific somewhere.
So, here we are on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
On the Puzzling Air Quality Show.
With your host.
Do those guys have snakes? Or did just Guam get ghosts? Because maybe the other islands are still paradises.
Silent guest.
A guest of no fire. Poor little Mount Wilson webcam. I tried going there.
Yeah.
It's dead.
For how long?
Oh, for a couple of days it's been down. The webcam probably still exists and has not been turned into melting plastic. It's just that they were using fiber optic cable going down the hill. And it's all toasty.
Yeah, you think the camera's encased in a nice...
Camera's probably fine. There's a guy in charge, apparently, who is based in Georgia, and he's finally been allowed access to go through the fire line up the hill and take some pictures.
Cool, man. That's what we like is pictures. And I'm so glad that I live in an era where I can see 747s firebombing. Is that cool or what? They have these overhead shots of these giant aircraft dumping tons of that wonderful flame retardant. It's just what a scale.
Remember when you had to trade
and their homes burned up.
Of broken wings? Dr. Puzzling will know probably what I mean. Do you remember the mixtape of crashes, air crashes?
Yeah.
I worked at a documentary company in the Valley like 10 years ago, and we had that. We had like a third generation dub of that on Beta SP.
Wow.
And
Beta SP, there's a cool format.
It was very amusing for all concerned. We couldn't actually license it.
No, that's the thing, right? It's just one of those wonderful underground things that gets circulated, and you're lucky to see it, because there's no way to copyright or do anything with it. Or like Ernie Fesilius, I just saw some Hardware Wars is on YouTube. Hardware Wars 1 and 2, and I have a whole bunch of Ernie Fesilius that he could never put any place because it has cuts of other stuff, and I was kind of laughing thinking I should cut out all the stuff that is under
I have
a fire.
Now. That was sold.
Porklips Now? That. That's out in public now?
Well, there was a really expensive videotape like 10 years ago where you could get Porklips Now and Closet
Encounters.
I remember
that, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good
Nothing
stuff.
Nothing better when you're a child than Closet Encounters.
Yeah.
Mild-mannered sewage worker into a complete nincompoop.
Yeah, he used to fix the
nincompoop.
The elevators at Fantasy Records in Berkeley, so if you were going in the building and went inside, you get the Ernie Fesilius sound effects and light mastery treatment. And then there's an interview with him, which I put on my favorites to look at later. Ernie.
Oh.
It's some film thing. It's pretty cool.
I read a huge article about the making of Twice Upon a Time, and everybody was talking about Ernie. He wasn't even involved in the film.
Right.
That's how influential he is.
That's right. Yeah, punch in on YouTube, punch in Hardware Wars, it's 1 and 2, and then you'll, on the related, I'm sure it'll come up. Is somebody talked to him outside, and for, you know, two segments, so I'm sure it's good. So I had a whole bunch of stuff I was going to play tonight that's wonderful. Oh, and I was going to show you guys
I went to see
District 9, and on YouTube, it's a very strange title, but there's this wonderful little piece about an automated policeman that's in the ghetto in South Africa and is battling or walking, and it looks like, you know, it looks like a sales tape. That's the way the audio thing is, like how they can use these robots. And after I saw District 9, I think what that thing is either a bootleg or a real copy of that company's sales tape. It's sort of like the kind of thing you would show to investors, the demo tape.
Right? I'd buy it.
Yeah, this thing was, it's really cool little thing.
I don't know
thing.
What are you talking about, but I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
Sold.
And District 9 is a wonderful mix.
Yeah, that's right. I'd buy it with a package like that.
Yeah.
It's a total package.
Wait a minute.
But the complete
I thought you only get the
package. To get that, you're going to have to just download and download and download.
Yeah, it actually never stops downloading.
There is no more YouTube. Then you'll be done.
Then you see the end of the YouTube, just go into your computer.
Just keep going.
By then you're dead, and your great-grandchildren have the computer, but they have no idea how to run it. It's so
hard. You're like that computer that comes from outer space and takes over the world, and it starts to suck all the...
Yeah.
And the guys are, you know, they're standing there at the special computer that shows you what's happening everywhere in the world at the same time with all those screens. And so they can say, it's stealing everything in the internet. We can see it stealing everything in the internet. So this alien force is stealing, sucking the internet dry.
You know what it's going to do when it gets everything?
No, what?
It's going to edit.
It's like it makes one giant mashup that goes real, 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 real fast. I've seen it on a couple of different movies. When you see it, it's like everything is compressed down into a little box.
Right.
That this guy puts in a data stick. It's like a little.
No.
See, he saves it all to a USB drive.
And then he loses it in his car.
No, well, he has the, you know, he uses
it. The last shot is it falling into the universe. Right.
Yeah, rolling and rolling and rolling. And then it looks amazingly like a monolith.
Oh, no, I hope you're not supposed to actually tell
the monolith is a giant USB drive.
Are you giving things away?
The contents of the internet.
The entire contents of the internet.
And okay, so now you don't need to watch that new movie.
So stay home, make popcorn.
I suck
watch
the internet
Multiplicity
dry.
Again.
That's the name of the film?
New movie,
yeah. Multiplicity, 1982.
I suck the internet
Doug
dry.
Machine. By Garnett the Incredible.
Unavailable on video.
Put it over here.
In your Netflix pile.
You want a copy?
The last unavailable Alan Pakula film. Alan Pakula was the best. And then he got killed.
Ounce of Kool-Aid? What?
Alan Pakula.
Oh. I would have given it to you.
Was killed.
Yeah, I got you.
I would give it to you.
Flew through.
Exactly.
What's the guy's name again? It's Alan Pakula.
I would give it to you.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back.
Okay, bye.
But you can't eat that stuff. You can't put up wallboard with it.
You can't eat wallboard either. Think about that.
Xerox it.
Can't eat Tyvek.
You have to eat Tyvek? Tyvek's cool.
Yeah, it is kind of.
You can do like the special yoga intestine cleaning trick with a long piece of Tyvek.
Like Max.
I hope Tyvek is good because we've invited it into all of our homes forever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, corn is like that. I just was reading about a guy who made
all corn.
Exactly, a corn measurer, because he was realizing that we are now part corn and will be for the foreseeable future, because it actually is in everything.
But it's good. Corn is good.
It's good.
You got to live on something. It's either corn or wheat. We were wheat for a long time.
I want oat juice. Actually, I used to drink that stuff to the point my stomach hurt. I just love it so much.
I want an oat pop.
I want Trader Joe's to get oat juice.
Yeah. Because
then it's, you know, it costs half as much.
Just tell Americans, it's like the milk in your cereal when the cereal's gone.
It's oaty. It's oaty fresh.
Oaty and sugary. Stuff is great.
Ignore the thought of consistency.
Yeah.
You're a picky consumer if you care about the sawdust.
Exactly. Custer didn't care about the sawdust. Amelia Earhart didn't care about the sawdust.
How's she doing? Gama didn't care about the sawdust.
She might be little bones on Nikumaroru Island, but that's the other show. He doesn't care about that stuff. He loves to talk about Howland Island. He never talks about Nikumaroru.
I love how Howland is moving. It's drifting slightly.
Really? Is it really? Wow. In real time?
Like a local tax law, so he's unmoored it from
the... Oh, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Because places like Oahu
I asked him about the book.
You know, the north end is disappearing.
On the show.
Well, no, the southern end is people think it's disappearing, but it's 30 minutes behind the rest of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, like that very Beatles broadcast I was just talking about went live to half the world in Hawaii as a kid. We were laughing because we would see it on tape like in 2 or 3 days when they felt like sending it out on an airplane. And then when I lived on Guam, it was like that. It was cool. Like, we got yesterday's KTLA tapes by Jack. And so we would watch Cal Worthington's Yesterday's commercial and the whole movie for whatever reason. KTLA would play THS 1138 with no commercials.
Why?
1972.
Why?
To horrify people and make it control them.
They could be selling that commercial.
The local car dealer ads?
We did. We got all this cool LA stuff that had nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Wow.
In pre-VCR days, you couldn't save any of it. Except unless you shot the screen and taped it with your cassette recorder. Which had just come out. I got the brand new Sony portable 15-pound stereo tape recorder. Even before Type 2 tape was just coming out. I had a switch for it. And a switch for Dolby, which I taped off forever. And then I sang this little song.
Now we know where the requirement
for tape. Yeah, I had a mono box, which I did edits with scotch tape and scissors. And then I would send in my friend. It was like the internet, or talking to my subgenius buddies. That's exactly what it was. Early days, the internet was 20 of us, and it took 5 days for stuff to move. But it was pretty exciting. What's that?
I don't know what the caller said, but I can
call her. Go ahead.
I don't know what they said, but I agree with them.
I agree with you, caller.
Yeah, it was...
It's going to make me pick my banjo up.
And then you could take those tapes and put them someplace where other people would find them. We mercilessly hounded a person who once did that. He was a student at Northridge, Cal Northridge. And he said, I found your tape. I thought it'd be nice to respond, and he was just attacked by 100 horrible subdinis.
We just beat the crap out of him.
You're lucky.
And he would send tapes back. Why are you guys so mean?
Usually those things get into
the... Why did you beat my ass that time?
He's dead.
Everybody in America is dead.
Knickerbocker. You are now dead.
You think we should tell them?
Knickerbocker is one of those places we'll go.
Knickerbocker, Michigan?
There's many ruins there.
Is there a Knickerbocker, Michigan?
No, there is a Knickerbocker somewhere else that we can't.
There's a Nevada. Nevada, Michigan, that also has a bottle house.
A Nevada. Wow.
Yeah.
Knickerbocker is...
It's Nevada.
easy to get to.
Did you go to that bottle house?
I did not. Oh, I went on my previous trip.
Yeah.
So I've been to...
Wow.
And there was another bottle house in, and I looked it up just now, that gold place we were talking about, it is Goldfield. So...
Seems wrong.
It's not gold dye.
I always think Goldfield is... Oh, you're...
Drink bottles?
Oh, yeah. That's right. In relation to Death Valley. I just put it in relation to the park. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go through the park?
Did not. Wanted to.
How'd you go then? You're up...
I danced, you know, just down the border, so...
You danced.
Danced with
the devil.
Danced, but did not go in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's cool, because then you drop down, and it's really hot.
Well, I figured, probably. You know, I'm going to go next March or whatever.
Did you have your knickers?
Yeah.
You know? Did you have your knickerbockers near knickers on?
Last February,
I did not.
It was amazing.
Snickerdoodles?
The entire Death Valley Park was closed, except for the road through the place, because it was so... That's why I went.
Because it was so flowery. They didn't want anybody to, like, freak out because there were so many flowers.
Yeah, they'll go out there and start smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
Roll them and smoke them.
So... No, it was a huge storm. Spring. Biggest storm in probably 40 years came through.
Wow.
And I immediately jump in truck and go because you could stand in places and just turn and click and slowly, and you would get amazing photographs for 3 hours because everything around you was changing so fast.
Right.
The Eureka sand dunes were quicksand. I run out and almost got stoked and realized this is the first time I've been here where it's like goo.
Right.
It's so saturated.
Huh.
It was pretty neat, and it would be nice to have a bike, because maybe you could trespass.
CHP's
going up and down the road, so...
Yeah.
But there were probably some neat places.
Well, see, that'd be good, too, because I won't have a four-wheel drive, so that would be good to reach all the higher, you know, the racetrack, Tea Kettle Junction, and all that sort of thing, because that's what I want to go see.
You know what you can do in two-wheel drive is also go... racetrack. Yeah, you're going up that road, I forget the numbers.
Yeah.
And you go past... But you go Scotty's Castle and that stuff.
Right.
Is that right? What I'm recommending is you can go up in the Suspicion Mountains at the north end of the park.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you hit a paved patch, so you can go really fast. And then suddenly, it goes as you go over the mountains, it drops down the other side, it goes rock again, so you have to be careful because now you're an 80. And
you start sliding.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Whoa! It's like, oh, shit. And then you come down to the valley, and then that valley will take you out of the park and up to the White Mountains. You'll see it's a big feature. You turn left and go 10 miles, and there's the Eureka Sand Dunes and the Hidden Sand Dunes.
Yeah.
That whole area is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you can do it in two-wheel, maybe in March, if it hasn't rained a lot. It's fine if it's rained a lot. Then that field is... I used to take my Kia, which in first gear would go about walking speed. Both doors open. And I'm you're in a field many hundreds of acres where a glacier kind of stopped and melted in place, so it's like rock heaven. And I'm just walking along going, cool, man, cool. I'm just throwing in the car. It's just amazing rocks out there. And the dunes were covered by all the old black and white photographers for years, back before their footprints on them. And Indian engineering students who are calling out the angle of the sand as they slide down in their butts.
Really?
That was pretty funny.
Were they running like
Fremen too? They know that kind of stuff there.
Exactly. It was so funny.
They use their butts to measure angles. They don't need like protractors or anything over there.
They can feel the angle of the sand.
It makes it easy because you don't have to carry it around with you.
Right.
I mean, not your butt, because you always have that.
You always got that. Right. You don't have to carry it.
Protractor.
Some people have it. Some people don't. Like my brother didn't have one. It's just he had like a back and then legs. Just back, right. Then legs. It's weird.
Back and to
the
left.
Legs.
Yeah.
Back and to the legs.
Back and to the legs.
Yeah, that whole drive is just wonderful desert. And you can shoot at the cactus.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah, shooting at cactus. From the top of the car on mushrooms.
was that where the cactus was on mushrooms?
No, but they sure looked like it. That was on top of a Land Rover that a friend of mine had. And that was Joshua Tree. And the southern road, I think it's north-south road that goes, four-wheel drive road that goes, actually it's two-wheel drive. You can do that.
That's my own. Orrhouse Saloon. We'll have to go there.
That's where old Pappy was sitting outside last time we were there.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's got a lit sign in the window.
What is it called again?
The Ore House Saloon.
It's in the town. It wouldn't die. We tried to kill it.
I think we're going to have to beer there or something.
Yeah, cut a rug or something.
And
there's an old pathway. He's probably dead.
So I've already, we're going to have the Subgenius Film Festival.
And what's playing? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be around for that, Tim.
Any King Kong movies?
I think we could. Probably.
Actually, I don't think about it because I'm in the desert. I don't want to watch movies. I want to run around and do stuff.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's just the whole concept of us. Even if it's just for 10 minutes, I'll have to show a movie and say it's the Subgenius.
I want to go to see a movie.
There's other ghost towns that take pictures. I got two flashes.
Now, have you been to Bodie, is it?
Yeah, I've been to Bodie a lot. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's definitely worth
it. Yeah, it was on the way out. You know,
and also, there's a lot of history, so you should look first, maybe at the history,
right?
And then you can go compare it to this weird.
See it with
the graveyard
history eyes
and the history eyes, yeah. And my neighbor told me today it's one of the parks they are thinking about closing, which is interesting because there's CHP and there's Caltrans that live there. Yeah. They took some of the cabins and rehabbed them and brought them up to code, and it's pretty cold up there in the winter.
Yeah.
They live there all year.
Right.
Because they're the first out to start scraping 395 right around Mono for snow. And but yeah, they said it might close, which is a real shame because it's so, there's replete with so much good back history that you can kind of get an idea. And so you go there and you look at the little, a room, I don't think it was used for this, but now it has little baby coffins and cool old coffins in the old days when they had windows so you could check and make sure the guy's dead and stuff.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
and they could knock.
Those wonderful tin things are kind of falling from the roof. And
baby coffins?
Yeah, look, there you had to say.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the things that they put in coffins so in case the person woke up from his.
Oh, no. I was talking about in the east and then here.
Where they put those spikes on the ceiling so if he actually sits up real fast, it'll like just.
I was only dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're dead again.
Yeah.
They put a knife in the ceiling of the coffin.
I saw that. That's one of my favorite bad movies ever. I'm sorry, you're dead again.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you're dead again.
Sorry, you're dead again. Yeah. It's not for this show. Well, this show is very gentle.
Do you remember that one where the dead guy was the superhero?
Captain Corpse.
No, but that's a good one. That's really a good one. Putrid
that's
Man.
That's just not right.
Putrid Man.
That's just not right, man.
I think we should find some Adobes we can push over.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That would show them.
I've seen that happen on film where they could turn the alien in and get $1 billion in Nevada reward money.
There are no aliens in this Luc Besson movie.
Canadian Tire money.
Yeah. And then were you telling me, somebody told me when you go to Berlin Negative Zorg, there's no mine tour anymore.
Yeah. They closed the mine tour pending establishment of whether there's the Diana mine.
Let me take you way back to the old mine.
Where are we talking about?
Berlin.
Which I found those pictures.
Berlin was the the gold town. And then now it's Berlin Ichthyosaur because you have this neat thing. Where
right.
Oh, I'll get it. It's mine or a dinosaur mine?
Yeah. It's your dentist. And yeah, they would take you in the mine.
Again.
And back in the earth, and it was so nice and cool. It was great.
Right.
And then they say, everybody turn off your flashlight. Look how dark it is. And it's not dark because my big screen is my video camera is lighting up the whole cave and ruined the trick of Ford Ranger.
Damn Americans.
But why did they close it? Because it's insurance? Somebody bonked on the head by a big rock? Or
bonk.
Head bonk.
Yeah. Sure.
Or they're just being mean. They thought, how can we be mean to people visiting our state?
Don't we'll
close
it, Diana Mine.
We could close things.
They said, you know, people here that come here are having too good a time. Let's talk about the thing they like to do the most and
bring it down
and quit doing that.
The other thing is that people should go do is the many, many, many caves in the foothills like Copperopolis and those areas have private and state-run caves, and they're really cool because they're so dorky.
Well, all I know
is that what do you mean by dorky?
Should.
Well, like you go to Singing Springs or something. I thought, water that sings. It's so pure, and it's a straight big hole, like multi-story giant hole deep in the earth, and the guy took a big observation tower from a battleship, took it apart, took it in there, crawled in piece by piece and reassembled it inside the cave. So that's your stairway. You built a stairway inside there. And you go down to the bottom and the little cute rangerette girl from the state says, oh, there's no spring died like in 47. You know,
But here's the observation tower.
Man, it used to sing.
It really sounded good. I've heard those Singing Springs and they are cool, but it's funny. They're like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 16 cool caves.
Yeah.
And they should be seen this time of year. They're wild. There's a bunch of other humans in there.
And they built stairways in. That was the best one. I think it was, I can't remember which cave there was. It was a big old cave. And there's a, we're on a nice, safe wooden walkway. And you're looking at this big hole that goes down like 17 stories. There was a little initials carved in the far side around this rim. And the ranger we were with said, one day I was being here and talking this story, and this woman said, those are my boyfriend's initials. I said, what? I said, yeah, we climbed down here in the late 60s, and we didn't see any of this. We just climbed down to this point, and they happened to be at the sitting in what I call the toilet seat over here.
Yeah.
And the guy's torches, the women's torches burned out, so the guy said, we're
going to go
a little farther down. And so they went off and climbed around, and the two women kind of felt their way around the dark and went apparently all the way around the rim. And then the guys came back and the carpet thing, they left. And it was years later she realized, you know, when she came back on the tour, went,
wow.
Oh. That's where we could have slipped. Yeah, we're just like,
right.
You know, they were just 17 and nobody cared.
We could have died, but
that one's got a good bookstore. Cool geodes and good. I always like the books. That's what I want, is a library of cool stuff in the gift shop.
Just your own gift shop.
My own gift shop. Well, the National Park ones I go, they have the most wonderful books on events.